Education bears brunt of Tidome Bawani's budget cuts. The tough spending decisions taken by the government loom large in education, which sees deep budget cuts to poorly performing programs that will delay plans to expand student accommodation and improve school infrastructure. Plans to expand free school meals to more needy children have also been scaled back. The Treasury plans to cut government spending by 261 billion over the next 3 years, and education is among the biggest casualties, with a 7.1 billion rand cut to its baseline over the medium term. The lion's share of these cuts are to infrastructure spending, 5.2 billion rand, but the allocation to financial aid for students attending technical and vocational and training colleges, TVET, has also been scaled back due to lower than anticipated enrollments in the sector. The revised infrastructure spending plans will affect both higher education institutions and schools. These reductions are expected to cause revisions to infrastructure plans and delays in project completion, the Treasury said in its budget review. The Treasury has slashed 2.3 billion rand from the infrastructure allocation to TVET, colleges, and 621 million rand from university infrastructure. It has also cut 1.85 billion rand from the education infrastructure grant and reduced the school infrastructure backlogs grant by 122.8 million rand, which is likely to delay progress in ensuring all school children learn in safe classrooms with appropriate sanitation facilities. The National School Nutrition Program grant has been cut by 123 million rand over the medium term, which is not expected to affect meals for children in quintile 1 to 3 schools, but will delay plans to extend the service to children in quintile 4 and 5 schools. Consolidated government spending on basic education will not keep pace with inflation, growing on average by just 3.8% a year over the medium term. The basic education budget is set to rise from 262.5 billion rand in 2019-2020 to 293.2 billion rand in 2022-2023. Higher education sees its budget allocation rise 4.6% over the next 3 years, increasing from 112.1 billion rand in 2019-2020 to 128.4 billion rand in 2022-2023. The Treasury expects inflation to average 4.5% over the period. The budget documents cast harsh light on the Department of Higher Education and Training's progress in expanding access to SA's 50 TVET colleges, with the Treasury cutting 900 million rand from the National Student Financial Aid Schemes, NSFISs, budget for TVET student bursaries over the medium term due to a lower than expected intake at these institutions. NSFIS provides financial assistance to eligible undergraduate students at universities and TVET colleges. The Higher Education and Training Department has long struggled to meet the National Development Plan's goal of reversing the current situation in which more school leavers enroll at universities than TVET colleges. NSFIS expects to fund 1 million university students and 870,000 TVET college students over the medium term. Its budget allocation is set to increase at an average annual rate of 7.3% over the period, from 33 billion rand in 2019-2020 to 40.8 billion rand in 2022-2023. Early childhood education, which is funded via the Department of Social Development, gets a boost, however, with an increase in the subsidy rate per child financed by savings at the SA Social Security Agency. The subsidy per child is set to increase 23.8% over the medium term, rising from 15 rand a child in 2020-2021 to 18.57 rand a child in 2022-2023. The budget allocation for the Early Childhood Development Grant rises from 1 billion rand in 2019-2020 to 1.5 billion rand in 2022-2023. The government plans to provide access to early childhood education to almost 700,000 children under the age of 4 by 2022-2023. Correction. February 27, 2020. A previous version of this article incorrectly stated that the government plans to cut spending by 156 billion rand over the medium term. The Treasury plans to cut expenditure by 261 billion rand,